So, how did this... Wait. What do you call them again? Earthians? Humans? What? But why? No. No. Never mind. Never mind. Don't explain. It doesn't really matter anyway. What really matters is, how did this, human get in here? I mean, he didn't just magically fall from the sky, right? What do you mean he did? How? What? No way! So you think that the Earthians managed to travel to different planets before we did? All right, humans, whatever. Wait, but if he crashed here, wouldn't his spaceship or whatever be found somewhere near him? You did find something? What exactly? Oh man, the technology must be insane! Does my dad know about any of this? Oh. You know what? Maybe that's better. Well, you know how he is. He would probably kill this human. He wouldn't even let him explain himself or anything. He'd just think it's an invasion or disrespect or whatever else. Yeah. You know how he is even with other Martians. He can never control his temper. And that's why I think this should stay just between me, you, and everyone else that already knows about this. Nah, my dad won't find out. Don't worry. As long as nobody reports it, it should be fine. Just leave it to me. If he does find out about this somehow, I'll take the blame. I promise. I'll just tell him that, I don't know. I'll think of something. He won't be mad at me for too long. Look, just promise you won't tell him. All right? Thanks. By the way, it's interesting how similar this human looks to us. Actually, the closer I look, I think he might be just like us. Do you think? I mean, it's like we were from the exact same race, right? You think he has a penis too? What? I'm just curious. I think that we should take a look. Come on. Just a quick look. Please? You remember I'm a princess, right? You're supposed to do what I say. And I say, let's take a look. Nobody will see. Come on. Just for a second. That's all I need. Oh my god. He does have a penis. And a nice one, too. I mean, I only saw it for a second, but... Hey, don't you gotta help the other boys with something? No? Why don't you take a break, then? I just thought about it. You work so hard. I'm sure you could use some rest. No, no. You earned it. You earned it. Go. Yeah, I'm serious. I know you need it. Oh, don't worry. I'll look over the human. Yeah. I got it. Don't worry one bit. Also, make sure you close the door behind you, please. Yeah. If he wakes up, I'll call for you. I know. Don't worry one bit, Professor. This one is in very, very good hands. All right. Let's see that cock once again. Gosh. I wonder if... His balls look the same, too. I guess I'm kinda disappointed that he looks just like all of us. But at the same time, maybe that's a good thing. Daddy always tries to find potential husbands for me, and they're all just so boring and lame. And, like, totally not my type. But this one. This one looks like he could tell me a story or two. And he's hot. And he's got a perfect cock for me. Oh, fuck. Would it be wrong if I put my mouth on him? I don't think it would be. He's in my territory, after all. So I do what I want, and he's just gotta let it happen. And I'm princess. I get to do what I want any fucking way. I'm just gonna have a little taste. That's all. Hey there. You woke up. Finally. No, don't move. I'll tell you everything in a second. Just don't panic, all right? So, I don't know exactly, but I've been told that you've been traveling and you just ended up crashing here. I mean, on our planet. On Mars. And... what? What do you mean, what am I talking about? So, you don't remember? You were traveling from Earth and... yes, I'm serious. Yes, you're on Mars right now. What? Do you need to take a look through the window? I mean, not that I know how it looks on Earth, but I'd imagine it's a bit different, right? See? So, yeah, this happened, and then we found you and rescued you, and now you're here. Huh? What's that? It's a trip? And what does that mean? Of course there's life on Mars. What, were you born yesterday? Also, I thought you came here to meet us, but now... really? So nobody on Earth knows we exist? Wow. That's pretty disappointing. 'Cause I always thought that the Earthians knew, but they didn't come here out of respect for us. What? Oh, yeah. Humans. One of our professors kept correcting me on that, too. But yeah. So you're saying that that's not the case at all, huh? Oh, well, whatever. I guess now at least you know. And by the way, the reason you can breathe here normally and stuff is because this is a special room with lots and lots more oxygen. Apparently, you humans need more of it to survive. I guess that's the one thing that makes us different. Now to answer your other question, I'm the princess. Yeah, that kind of princess. My dad is king of Mars. Yes, of the entire planet. What, do you humans have multiple kings on Earth? Presidents? And what's that? Is it just like king, but named differently? Not really. So... okay. Maybe you'll teach me about it some other day, then. It sounds pretty complicated. For now, I think we should do something a little less headachey. Yeah, headachey. You never heard of that term before? Well, we came up with that recently. It just means something that causes headaches. Or something that is hard to think about. Headachey. Pretty simple. You like it? Anyways, by doing something less headachey, I meant this. What? I was doing it before you woke up, too. You humans do it the same way, right? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm playing with your cock. And I want to put my mouth on it. Let me guess. Princesses don't act like this in your world, do they? Well, I'm not supposed to act like this either, but you're pretty hot. And I haven't had sex in such a long time. And you know, I was just thinking that since we're pretty much the same and... I mean, you look like us. You have a penis. You're a man. Like, why not? Right? Oh, come on. Don't you want to remember this time? I can make your first time on Mars an amazing memory. If you just let me suck on it, and then maybe sit on it, and ride it. Don't worry. Nobody is going to catch us. My dad is currently at some meeting, and the other workers are too busy with your ship. Oh, I don't know. They're probably just scanning it, repairing it, or whatever. So, we have time. Yeah? You're not going to regret it. I promise you. I'm going to put my mouth on it first. How's that? Good so far? You taste pretty good. Are all humans like this? You know, I might have to keep you to be honest. You seem like you can teach me a lot of things about Earth and other things. Would you like to stay with me, though? I mean, I would have to hide you from my dad and stuff, but... I think it would be worth it. Ah, so fucking delicious. Just sucking your cock made me so wet down there. I'm so horny. Can I sit on you now? Please. I need that cock inside of me. I need that human cock deep inside of me. Stay still. I'm gonna get on top of you. Look, can you see under my dress? No panties. My dad doesn't even know I'm such a horny little slut every day. I'm just gonna take everything off for you. Yeah, how I love to be free. You like what you see, human? Yeah? Are you ready for this? Martian pussy. Cause I'm ready for that human cock. Let me sit on it now. Oh yes. Oh yes. Right there. Just a little deeper. All the way down. Oh, fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now let me just write it. Up and down, back and forth. Give me that cock. You like that? Huh? You like that tight Martian cunt wrapped around your hard human cock? Take it, baby. Take it, human. Launched your ship from Earth? I'm all over this human cock. Are you getting closer too? Yeah? You think you can come with me? At the same time? Let me count down from 10 then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, we're almost there, almost there. 2, are you ready? Are you ready to come inside of me? And 1, come on, come with me. Come with me now, human. Do it, come with me. Hold any of that cum. I need every single drop of that load to go inside of me. Fuck yes. All right. That was pretty fun. Actually, the most fun I had in a very long time. Thank you for letting me do this. I mean, you could easily just say no and freak out because I'm a Martian and you're a human, but yeah. I'm an overthinker, that's why. Anyways, I think I'll have to dress up now. And you too. Put your pants back on and cover yourself. I don't need anyone suspecting anything. But I think we will have to do it again sometime soon, right? I mean, you're gonna stay here for a couple of days before they repair your ship and you can go back home. So, we might as well, right? Now get some rest. I can imagine the atmosphere isn't ideal for you here, so you probably need it. Sleep tight. I hope you dream about me.